With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Roughly 50 million people across the Northeast are dealing with flood watches, with the risk of severe flash flooding in some areas. Major cities like New York City, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore are facing flash flood warnings. And video online tonight from Manhattan shows floodwaters rushing into a subway station as passengers boarded a train. Governor Phil Murphy's declared a state of emergency across New Jersey after the heavy rain dumped several inches. Serious flooding was reported on the Jersey Shore, especially in Plainfield and Garwood in Union County. Ground stops issued at Newark, JFK International, LaGuardia. New Jersey Transit says the rain's expected to affect train and light rail service. Iran's president was injured during an Israeli airstrike last month during a high-level meeting of Iranian leaders. Iran's foreign minister said Saturday that his country would accept a resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S. if there were assurances of no more attacks against it. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump's attack on Iran was devastating.
It was dealt a extremely, extremely hard blow. I think Iran and, or Israel and the United States will have a good read on what's happening. And remember, Israel didn't just destroy much of Iran's nuclear infrastructure. They destroyed its air defenses and missile defenses, too. So there's nothing to stop Israel from going back if Iran is trying to race to develop new weapons that could threaten Israel or threaten groups in the Middle East.
Senator Cotton made his comments on Salem Radio Network. The Supreme Court rules in favor of the Trump administration over layoffs at the Department of Education. The court ruled 6-3 to lift a judge's order that reinstated employees let go in mass layoffs. All three liberal judges dissented, seen as a big victory for Trump, which now allows him to move closer to eliminating that department entirely, a department that was put in place in the late 70s. This is SRN News. Americans' attitudes about gay rights are changing.
In 2020, the country was split evenly on the question of whether or not this nation has done enough for the LGBT community. Today, according to a poll from the American Enterprise Institute, 57% of adults say the U.S. has made all the changes it needs in order to accommodate homosexuals, versus 39% who believe more should be done. These numbers mirror a general backlash against the LGBT agenda that's going on these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejects a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution. But the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades. This is SRN News. The International Space Station's first visitors from India, Poland, and Hungary are headed back to Earth.
Their SpaceX capsule undocked from the orbiting lab on Monday and will splash down in the Pacific. The privately financed mission marked the first time in more than 40 years that India, Poland, and Hungary saw one of their own into orbit. The three astronauts were accompanied by America's most experienced space flyer, Peggy Whitson, who works for the Houston company that chartered the flight. They launched from Florida back in late June. John Scott reporting.
Police in Tempe, Arizona say they are committed to serving the community, even when that means completing a pizza delivery. Two officers finished off a delivery earlier in the month after arresting the Grubhub driver responsible for the order. Video posted on social media shows a surprised customer receiving the pizza from police after being told the driver was taken into custody. More details at SRNnews.com.